difficult to believe the law, and I am one who has always loved the law, could go ahead and speed the hanging of Ronald Ryan on the 3rd of February 1967. He was supposed to have slain a prison officer called George Hodson a couple of years earlier when, in the strange company of an escapee he didn't know, he got over Pentridge Prison's bluestone wall. According to witnesses, he shot Officer Hodson at point-blank range with a rifle he pinched from another officer. But what exactly did these witnesses witness? The jury at Ronald Ryan's murder trial was told that they saw rifle smoke come out of the breech of Ryan's carbine. But it was the sort of carbine that made no smoke. The jury was intimidated to believe what witnesses swore they saw, even though what they saw simply didn't exist. I suppose you could call that stress. Ryan also defied logic with his choice of escapee, a Mr. Peter Walker, who at the ripe old age of 78, today resides in a much newer jail, having got done for ice trafficking and hydroponic marijuana freelance distribution. He got all that going at the rear of a dilapidated post office in the bush, where he paid no rental monies and just did what he liked, as recently as 2015. Ryan apparently chose Walker, a man he barely knew, to break out with because he was as strong as an ox. Physical strength would come in handy, of course, while hopping up a vast, hot, bluestone wall, and when one is on the run. When they managed to make it onto Champ Street, which is still there in Coburg, on that baking hot day, and shots were fired from the tower above, witnesses heard Walker cry out, "What's your name again?" At the time, Ryan was holding George Hodson at bay with a rifle he'd recently thieved. Walker, meanwhile, had got a rusty old Simca Aronde going by hot wiring it. He knew the old lark of twisting some silver foil off a cherry ripe wrapper, and after a bit of bullshit, the Simca Aronde roared into questionable life. And Walker, still not knowing Ryan's name, cried out, "I've got it going." Which brings us to the two good officers in the tower above Champ Street. They fired down at Ryan, as two good officers would do, but unluckily their aim was bad. Both the bullets hit Hodson and ripped right through him. He had been pleading with a sweaty Ryan at the time to give it away, because you haven't got a chance. Last words that proved prophetic enough, because Ronald Ryan, his entire life through, never really did have a chance. People waiting for the Flinders Street tram at the Sydney Road tram stop on that sweltering day saw Officer Hodson reel back after being struck hard with two bullets coming from the direction of the tower. They saw him spin in a very rapid-fire way in a series of unsteady circles. As well as being obese, he was drunk from the Christmas booze-up that all the officers on the towers were engaged in. That's another reason why Ryan picked the 19th of December to get out on. He thought that most of the guards would be drunk, and he was right. They were right out of it. Officer Hodson, fatally shot and just about dead, swung that obese body around for the time and crashed to his doom right in front of Flinders Street tram travellers, and believe me when I tell you, they weren't just shocked by the assassination and all the screaming of witnesses, and Walker savagely tooting the horn of the Pinch Simca Aronde escape vehicle, and also the nauseating repeat horn sound of the Mr. Whippy van as its driver tried to run over both prisoners. The other emotion experienced by those conservative tram travellers was annoyance at being made late. Hell hath no fury, like a righteous brig on public transport. Our kind will not be held up by anything, least of all a murder. It was perfect and complete chaos at the tram stop, 100 yards away, with people just doing their thing as they waited for a tram. They can be notoriously slow on the Coburg line, of course, and you need the patience of a saint to just stand there and philosophically fry in the sun, and hope and pray that a city one turns up before you melt. But can you picture the scene as though you were also observing an overweight, boozed up and blood...